Hi, this is Larry London on the Voice of America, and today we are lucky enough to be able to speak to a country music superstar who has had multiple number one songs. I believe it is 14 Grammy nominations, was the Female Vocalist of the Year at the Academy Awards, Academy of Country Music Awards. You might be an actress, too, for all I know. You've done everything. Martina McBride is with us. Welcome to the Voice of America.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. And you've had, if I'm not mistaken, 14 albums and two compilation albums or two greatest hits albums. You now have a new greatest hits album.
Yes, it's on vinyl for the first time. It's a double vinyl album, and we've only been able to release the hits on CD before. So this is, it's fun. I love vinyl. It's one of my favorite mediums to listen to music and growing up with it, you know? So it's really fun to be able to put it out in this way.
Mm-hmm. And winning all of the awards and accolades, all of the trophies, all of the acknowledgments you've gotten over the years, what has been your highlight? I mean, the highlight for Martina McBride when you release a greatest hits album. So what's your greatest moment in music?
I've had a few. I've been lucky and blessed. I mean, I guess, you know, getting invited to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry was a big deal. Winning my first CMA Female Vocalist of the Year award was amazing because I've been watching that show and dreaming of that since I was a kid. I just recently got an exhibit in the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum that kind of covers my entire career with artifacts and items.
And you were born in Kansas. I don't know what age you moved out of Kansas, but when you were growing up, was it always music and was it always country music?
Yeah, well, I grew up on a farm in a very tiny rural area of Kansas. And my dad was a farmer, but he also sang, played guitar. And so he had a country local band since I can remember. And I started singing in the band when I was about 7 years old. And, you know, being out in the country like we were about 10 miles from any town. And the town that I went to high school in had about 200 people in it. So it was very, very small. And so it was a bit isolated, I would say. But we had a lot of musical instruments. And so my younger brother, would just spend hours listening to music, playing music, singing music. And mostly country music when I was really young. And then I got older and discovered, you know, started listening to like what my older brother and sister listened to, and kind of discovered pop music and Linda Ronstadt and the Eagles and Creedence Clearwater Revival, which I guess could be considered country now, kind of. And then, got into like Pat Benatar and Journey and Heart, and sang those covers for a while in a band, and then, you know, did some Whitney Houston and Aretha Franklin and Bonnie Raitt. So just, yeah, a little bit of everything.
That's great. I mean, what's your favorite part of this business? Is it the performing, or how about the songwriting? Because you do write music as well.
For me, it's making records. Just coming up with a creative template, you know, like, you start out with really a blank canvas and you can paint any kind of picture that you want sonically, and choosing the songs that complete an album. So I love producing and creating music. It's probably my favorite part.
How about the touring part? You must have missed that for the last year with the COVID pandemic, but now things are going to hopefully get back to normal soon.
Yeah, we are actually out touring. I did miss it, you know. I mean, I miss being out there with my band and crew. A lot of us have been together for over 20-some years, so I missed that. But I have to say, it was nice. It was part of me, you know, enjoyed the time at home, even though it was under not the best circumstances, obviously. But I've always been the kind of person that needs a balance between touring and being at home. So I'm not one of these people that loves to go out on the road for months at a time or even weeks at a time. I like, you know, here and there, and then a good balance of time at home, because I'm kind of a homebody. Like I just like to stay home and cook and do work in my garden and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Now, cooking is something you do and you do well, and you even have your own cooking shows you put out there for people to see. So it's kind of interesting that you'd let people into your personal life and say, okay, here's, we're going to cook now.
You know, Yeah, it's fun for me. You know, I love to cook. I always say I'm not a chef. I'm not a trained chef. I'm a home cook. So I cook, you know, I do it a lot. So I've had a lot of practice. But, you know, I just like to encourage people to get in the kitchen and experiment and have fun, because I think some people are intimidated by the idea of cooking from scratch. And, you know, it's like, it's fun when I do a live, like a Facebook Live or something, where I'm in the kitchen cooking, because I feel like, I don't know, it's just another way to connect and share.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, to be able to, like I say, share some of your interests and your personal interests. And I don't know if you have children, but, you know, I can't imagine what it would be like growing up with Martina McBride as my mother and sitting at the dinner table, and every other week you got Garth Brooks coming in one week, you got, you know, Dolly Parton in the next week having dinner with us, you know.
Yeah, well, I do have three kids. I have three daughters. They're 26, 23, and 16. And we didn't, you know, we don't have a lot of famous people over for dinner, but it's you know, I think I've always really worked hard to balance family and career, like I said. In some ways it all kind of rolls into one thing. When the kids were little, we took them on the road with us everywhere. We traveled everywhere with them. And so they've grown up around it. And, you know, when I'm at home, I mean, I think they have an appreciation for my career now, but, you know, growing up, when it was just kind of our life, they didn't know any other way, you know? And so we didn't make a big deal about it. And when we were home, I was just mom, the person that told them to pick up their room and brush their teeth and, you know, all of that. So
you remember when they came home the first time and said, "Mom, are you a star? I mean, my kids in school are..."
No, they they have a really healthy attitude about it. I think because we always included them in everything. And we also, my husband and I are both from Kansas, so we're both like pretty down to earth. We've had similar upbringings, you know, and values and morals and all that stuff. So I think we, you know, we raised our kids to be very, very strong work ethic, and they're not spoiled. They don't get everything they want, and they have to work for it. And so they're just kind of like, I don't know. I just feel like we never made that big a deal about it. So, you know, when I would show up at their school, I don't know, it might have been kind of weird, but when I show up there, I'm just Martina McBride, their mom, you know.
So right.
We try to deflect as much as possible.
I can't imagine the teachers felt that way when they have to tell you about your kids in school for parent-teacher conferences. Martina McBride is our guest, and you still have the blog, right? You're still doing your lifestyle, the Martina McBride line of things. You have clothing too?
No, I don't have any clothing yet. We're working on a line of products, but... let's see. Well, I have a couple of cookbooks out, and you know, that's I don't really have a product line yet.
What about album number 15? What's the plan?
I'm still trying to figure that out. You know, I feel like I think the quarantine pandemic, whatever you want to call it, I think it affected people differently, creative people. I think some people hunkered down and really used that opportunity to create something new and new music. And then there were people like me who just sort of, I don't know, I just saw it as taking time off and really just recharging and relaxing and getting away from the pressure of it all. So, I don't know. I've, now that we're back in the swing of things, hopefully for a while, I need to think about that. I'm just kind of waiting for inspiration. You know, it's hard. Sometimes it's hard when you're not out there every day, when you're literally at home every day, to find inspiration for new projects, you know?
I was going to say, is there something you haven't done yet that's on your list to do? Because it seems now everybody's, you know, they're crossing some lines here, where you have people like Kane Brown doing hip hop stuff, and and you have, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas having great success. So, I mean, have you thought about, you know, maybe you'll venture into something else?
You know,
you and Pat Benatar make an album together?
Never say never, right? I don't know. You know, I'm always open for any opportunity, and I've gotten to sing with so many amazing people. I've gotten to do a lot of duets with people like Bob Seger and Don Henley and, you know, Anne Murray, just a ton of people. So it would be fun to do maybe a duets record someday. Yeah, I mean, the possibilities are kind of endless, really.
How about Christmas music? Anything planned for the holidays?
Yeah, well, I have two Christmas records out. And the first one we did with RCA, oh gosh, it's probably been a long time ago. We're putting it out on vinyl as well. So for the first time. So with a different track listing. So, and then we do a Christmas tour every year. So we've got 10 or 12 Christmas dates that we're doing.
That's great. And people want information, where do they go if they want your websites and stuff?
Yeah, MartinaMcBride.com. Very simple.
Easy enough. Now, do you remember where you were, what you were doing the first time you heard your song on the radio?
Yeah, I do, actually. I was in my little duplex in Donelson, Tennessee, which is a suburb of Nashville. And somebody had told me, we just released the first single. It was a song called The Time Has Come. And somebody had said, there's a show that is actually broadcast out of Kentucky that is called Newest from Nashville. And we heard your song on there the other night, and it comes on at 7 o'clock every night. And so my husband and I got our boom box and we sat at the kitchen table and waited. And it, sure enough, they played it and it came on, and it was just like, you know, it's a thrill. It never gets old. I still kind of freak out if I'm in my car driving and I hear my song on the radio.
Wow, wow, wow. Singing along with yourself. Maybe you'll do one of those carpool karaoke deals, you know.
Yeah. James Corden.
That'd be fun. So I want to give you a chance as we wrap this up to say something to the troops, because I know there's been a relationship with the military and country music that kind of, it's not seconded by anything. Country music and the troops have really worked together, USO tours and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So the troops are tuned in if there's something you want to say to our military around the world.
Well, as always, just, you know, my deepest gratitude and respect go to our troops. I mean, it's just such a hard job and something that not everybody is willing to do or cut out to do, and the bravery and the sacrifice that they show every day is not unnoticed. It is very, very much appreciated. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Martina McBride, for joining us. It's an honor to have you on the show. This is the first time I've had a chance to meet you and talk to you, and hopefully not the last. I would love to have you come back on again and join us.
I'd love that. Thank you.
And you put out album number 15, sometime maybe in 2022. We'd like to have you back.
All right.
Martina McBride has been our guest. The new album is her greatest hits album. So please pick up a copy. Martina McBride on The Voice of America. I'm Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings.